Yes, it's Matty with the footy, and welcome back to episode 9. I know last episode I said that Ben will be back, but unfortunately Ben will not be back. But in this episode, I'll be speaking about the Champions League group stages and touching on why international football should not take place during the coronavirus and what has happened in the football world since the last podcast. So, let's kick off this episode with Group A of the Champions League group stages of the 20-21 season. Group A has the champions Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid, who got knocked out in the quarterfinals to RB Leipzig last season, 2-1. Salzburg, who didn't make it out of the group stages. Lokomotiv Moscow, who came second in the Russian league last season. That was Group A. But my predictions on Group A is Bayern Munich will come first. Atletico Madrid will come second. Salzburg will come third. They won't make out the group again. And Lokomotiv Moscow will come last. That's my predictions for Group A. Moving on to Group B. Real Madrid, La Liga champions of last season. And obviously the 13-time champions of the Champions League. Shakhtar Donetsk, who last season were the champions of the Ukraine League. Inter Milan, second in the Serie A last season. And Borussia Mönchengladbach, who came fourth in the Bundesliga last season. My prediction for this group is obviously Real Madrid top. But I'm a bit torn between who comes second. Is it Inter Milan or is it Borussia Mönchengladbach? But I think it'll be Inter Milan who comes second and Gladbach third and Shakhtar Donetsk fourth. Group C is the Portuguese champions Porto. Man City, who came second in the Prem last season and got knocked out to Lyon in the quarterfinals. But, this is what I think. If Man City do not win the Champions League this season, or the Prem, they've had a bad start in the Premier League this season, is this Pep's last season at Man City? I think it is, if he doesn't win the Prem or the Champions League. Even if he wins the Prem, and not in the Champions League, I think he will leave Man City. But the other two teams in the group is Olympiacos, who is the champions of the Greek League last season, and Marseille, who came second in the French League last season. So my predictions is Man City, Marseille, because Marseille did beat PSG in the league this season. So I'm going to go Man City, Marseille, Porto, Olympiacos. That's my Group C prediction. Group D, we have Liverpool, obviously the Premier League champions and the Champions League champions of the 18-19 season. Ajax, the Dutch champions of last season, who didn't manage to make it out of the group stages last season because he was in the group with the Valencia and Chelsea. Atalanta, third in the Serie A last season, made it out of the groups and got knocked out in the quarterfinals by runners-up PSG. And the last team, it's hard to say, FC Midtjylland, I don't know what to say, but FC Midtjylland, champions of the Danish league last season. So my predictions is going to be Liverpool, Atalanta, Ajax, and FC Midtjylland. Group E, we have Sevilla, who obviously won the Europa League last season. Chelsea, who came fourth in the Prem. And Joe, I like to see Chelsea's new signings in the Champions League. Havertz and Werner in the Champions League. Werner normally done good last season for RB Leipzig, but will he do good for Chelsea? He scored no goals in the Premier League this season so far for Chelsea. And Havertz scored no goals so far in the Premier League for Chelsea. This other team, I don't know how to pronounce it, Krasnodar, who came third in the Russian league. And this other team, Rennes, who came third last season in the French league. And is top of the French league this season. So my predictions is going to be Chelsea, Sevilla, Rennes, however you say it, and Krasnodar, who comes last. That's my Group E prediction. Group F prediction, Zenit, who came first last season in the Russian League, Borussia Dortmund, who came second in the Bundesliga last season. They've got the new signing, Jude Bellingham. Will he do good in the Champions League? Don't know. Lazio, who came fourth in the Serie A last season. Club Brugge, who won the Belgium League last season. My prediction for that is going to be Dortmund, Lazio, Zenit and Club Brugge. I think Lazio are a solid team. Immobile, solid. Luis Alberto, Lucas Leiva, they signed Pepe Reina this season. So I think they'll come second in that group. Group G, Juventus, Barcelona, Dynamo Kiev, and Fenerbahce. I don't know how to pronounce it, but they came first in the Hungarian League. But Juventus versus Barcelona, you know what that means. It's Messi versus Ronaldo again. But who will come on top? My prediction that is Juventus will come on top. Juventus, Barcelona, Dynamo Kiev and Fenerbahce. Don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but Fenerbahce will come last. But I think Cristiano Ronaldo will miss Juventus' first Champions League game because yesterday he got tested positive for coronavirus. So he could miss Juventus' first game in the Champions League, which is against Dynamo Kiev on the 20th of October. That's when he missed Juventus' first game in Champions League. So that's my prediction. Juventus, Barcelona, Dynamo Kiev and Fenerbahce. So Group H, the last group on the Champions League group stages, is PSG, Man United, RB Leipzig and Istanbul Beşiktaş. I think this is the group of death. PSG versus Man United again, where Rashford scored the penalty to send Man United through. RB Leipzig made it to the semi-finals of the Champions League last season. And Istanbul Beşiktaş are the champions of Turkey last season. And Leipzig came third in the Bundesliga. So I think my prediction for that group is going to be PSG, Leipzig, Man United and Istanbul. Yeah, Man United will not make it out of the group stages this season in Champions League. And if they don't, does that mean Oli is no longer at the wheel? Who knows? Well, that's my predictions for the Champions League 20 to 21 group stages. Moving on to the next segment of the show. This would only be like 1 to 2 minutes long. About why international football should not take place during coronavirus. It's so stupid. Naby Keita, Liverpool's midfielder, tested positive coronavirus. 4 of his teammates tested positive. Ronaldo's tested positive for coronavirus. What does that mean for Portugal's team? Portugal players, Wolves, because most of Wolves' teams are Portuguese. That means half of Wolves' team have coronavirus. What does that mean for Wolves? So stupid. I don't even get international football. I know the World Cup qualifiers and I know the Euros qualifiers. But what the fuck is Nations Leagues? If someone can tell me what the fuck Nations Leagues is, yeah, I'll give you £10. Because I don't have a jar of glue. You go to the street, ask someone who likes football. Hello, mate. What does the Nations League mean? What happens in it? What's the rules? They'll say, I don't have a clue. Because it's so stupid. Scrap it. Like Arsene Wenger said, scrap it. Get rid of it. It's so stupid. No one knows what it is. Despise international football. I hate it. The only thing I look out for is if Liverpool players get injured. I don't want them to get injured. That's the only thing I do. So I think it's stupid. And it shouldn't happen again during coronavirus. It shouldn't. That's my opinion. Moving on to the last segment of the podcast. Updates from the last podcast to this podcast. Man United and Liverpool launched the big picture project. Basically sums up, this is a long story short, Liverpool and Man United want to take control of English football the same way as Real Madrid and Barcelona control Spanish football. They want to get rid of the League Cup, Community Shield, make the Premier League down to 18 teams instead of 20 teams. I think it's stupid. It shouldn't happen. It's very, very stupid. Moving on, Mbappe met Cristiano Ronaldo when they played each other, France versus Portugal. Neymar overtakes R9 Ronaldo as the second highest goal scorer for Brazil. Six championship clubs tell Sky Sports that if there is no financial bailout, they fear of their survival. Maxfield Tarn to relaunch as Maxfield FC with Robbie Savage named club's head of football. Naby Keita got tested negative yesterday. I only just found it out now. Aubameyang is donating his Black Lives Matter shirt to a museum. Jürgen Klopp writes a letter to an 11-year-old who was nervous for starting secondary school. And Ozil got £8 million loyalty bonus from Arsenal, and he's not even in the Europa League squad. What the fuck is going on with Arsenal? No wonder they couldn't pay their mascot wages. No wonder. And I always said that the last segment was the last one, but this one is my prediction for the weekend of football of the Premier League. Everton versus Liverpool 2-0. Chelsea 2-0 Liverpool. Chelsea versus Southampton 2-2. City versus Arsenal 2-1 Arsenal. Newcastle versus Man United 3-1 Man United. Sheffield versus Fulham 2-0 Sheffield. Palace versus Brighton 2-2. Spurs versus West Ham 4-2 to Spurs. Leicester versus Villa 3-2 to Leicester. West Brom versus Burnley 2-1 West Brom. Leeds versus Wolves 2-1 Wolves. So that was it. Episode 9 done. Wrapped up. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Matty with the Footy and on Twitter at Matty MC Radio. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening and see you next week. Ta-da.